On today's Tech Help for Churches, trending topics. Hi, everyone, and welcome again to another episode of Tech Help for Churches. My name is Paul Allen Clifford, and I will be your host today as we're delving into this topic. Hey, if you want to reach me, just join the conversation, paul@trinitydigitalmedia.com, and there you can find all my contact information, including my Twitter handle and all that fun jazz. So, without further ado, let's get into the topic. So, first I want to talk about what a trending topic is. So imagine that on basically all the social media networks, they keep track of what people are talking about. Now, on Twitter, that's where the name came from. Twitter actually has a category of trending topics. In fact, I'm going to go to twitter.com and take a look at those right now, and we can use them in our discussion to talk about what's trending and how that actually helps us as people that are trying to get the word out about our church, about Jesus, etc. So let's see here. Trends. So there is a promoted tweet called Ultimate Showroom. There's one called Ask Patty. One is Bonnie and Clyde. One is Naked and Afraid. One is R-H-O-A. I don't know what that one is. Another one is S-E-A-V-S-S-F. Again, don't know it. Tony LaRussa, Ty PM, Mama Joyce, Matt Prater. So, what you would do is, if you knew something about these, which perhaps this is not the best list of trending topics, but let's say that as you're going through, I happen to know that Naked and Afraid is actually a TV show. So, but what it also is it's been hijacked by people taking pictures of, or so basically showing pictures of people not fully dressed, so not exactly naked, although perhaps you shouldn't go to it, but let's just say, for the sake of our discussion. Pictures of people not fully dressed, like here's a guy that should put his shirt back on because he needs to do some more exercise or something, and he's wearing a Santa hat and making a gesture that I won't tell you about. So that would be something where he's naked and therefore I'm afraid. So that's kind of what this trending topic is all about the things that are, okay, it's not on Fox, it's on Discovery apparently, but it's all about where you're uncomfortable. So what you could do with this, and I don't know, this is going to be a harder one, but let's brainstorm just a little bit. So if you had a series on Adam and Eve, you can talk about how they were naked and afraid. So sometimes in the presence of our sin, when compared to a holy God, we can be naked and afraid. There we go. So that's a possibility of something that you could do. Now, I've seen people kind of hijack these And so what I don't want to recommend you do is what over at the Stuff Christians Like, John Acuff calls this a Jesus juke. So please do not do a Jesus juke. Now, what I mean by that here, let me explain. So in football, there's kind of a play where you're running one way and then you fake and you go a totally different direction. That's called a juke. He uses that term to talk about when you're in a conversation with someone and you're on... And please don't get mad at me and say, oh, everything has to do with Jesus. I get that. But I'm saying sometimes people are talking about their bologna sandwich. And I know that Jesus made the universe and therefore everything that becomes bologna. But saying, you know, the gospel is no baloney is a Jesus juke. It's really annoying when you're just making this tenuous, perhaps horrible connection to what's being said, all in the name of somehow, for no good reason, turning the conversation. And I think that, quite frankly, Jesus deserves better. So I don't want you to do that with trending topics. I don't want you to go, if you don't have Jesus, you're naked and afraid. What does that have to do with the conversation, right? So it really seems like you're desperate to try and find a way to talk about Jesus. And he's too wonderful to be desperate to try and find a way to talk about. I think that's horrible. So instead, I want you to find something that you can creatively use. And this is a tip that I got from Gary Vaynerchuk. Now, he is... If you're offended by language, which most Christians at least have issues with language, you shouldn't listen to what Gary says because he likes some colorful language. Let's just put it that way. But he's an expert in social media. He started off with a business selling wine called Wine Library TV, and he was just really helpful. And being really, really helpful to a lot of people and caring about them and doing everything that he could for them built his business to a multi-million dollar business from a single store in New Jersey. So he started there, and now he has a consulting firm that consults with Fortune 500 companies, and they do things like this where they go out and they just jump on topics. Now, so a good way to do this would be to find something that what you're talking about has in common with the trending topic, and not make a tenuous connection, but a good, solid connection, or maybe make a pun, maybe make a joke, so that you can be part of the conversation, and you're not trying to get everyone to engage with you, you're just trying to find new people that are interested. And those new people that are interested could join the periphery of your church in some way. You know, follow your church's Twitter account and then see the live tweets from the message, for example. So this is just another strategy of reaching out to people. So that's what I want you to think of it as. Now, you can take this a step forward. Remember that Twitter isn't the only social network that highlights things that people are talking about. Google Plus, for example, does the same thing. So you could do that same thing. But also pay attention to what's going on in the news, right? This is an old, old trick that you'll see done every single year at Christmas and Easter. Why do you think that Time magazine puts a picture of Jesus on the cover at Easter? It's because Christians are particularly talking about Jesus at Easter, so they're just hopping onto that trend. So that sells more magazines for them. Well, let's take that tactic and let's turn it around. So Nelson Mandela just died. By most accounts, he was a great Christian man that just hated the injustice in South Africa. Now, whether you agree with that or not, you could hop on this story and talk about the ways that he exhibited Christian love, for example. Perfectly legitimate. He was a Christian, and he was very forgiving of the people that imprisoned him. Once he was president, he didn't round them all up and have them shot, which in a lot of areas of the world, that's the way it works, is you imprison someone and you regret you didn't kill them because when they get out, they come out and kill you. So that would be something where you could talk about. You could talk about turning the other cheek. You could talk about forgiving your enemies, loving your enemies, praying for those who persecute you, etc. So there are a lot of great things you can talk about. Now, how that relates to the message. So if you're using his story in your message, why not use that in social media? Why not use that on your blog? Why not use that online at all? Because you'll find people that are fans of Nelson Mandela and perhaps just curious about Christianity, and the touch points where they go together are enough that they'll start paying attention to what you say. So that's the idea behind this, is we're not hijacking. I don't want anyone to be thinking, well, I'm going to take the... let me go back to the trending topics and find another one other than Naked and Afraid, which was perhaps ill-advised as an example. And let's see here. Okay, so new trending topics, 12 Days of Tribe. That really sounds to me like that's just begging for an Old Testament series or talking about it. Now, I bet what it is it's Seth Godin, who is a big marketer online. He talks about just the idea that we all have tribes, groups that we belong to. So let's talk about groups that people belong to. Now, you might say, well, Paul, your first idea, 12 Days of Tribe, sounds like the 12 tribes of Israel, so I'm just going to talk about that. What if instead of that, what if we go more towards what people think they need and use that as a launching off point? So here, let me click on it just to see if my idea is going to work. Okay, so I am totally wrong. Yeah, it looks like it's a sports reference. So, talking about the Cleveland Indians. So, my idea wasn't going to work. I was going to talk about kind of the Cheers idea. I know I'm dating myself, but I'm almost 40. Not long now. 10 days until I hit 40. So, the idea that sometimes you need to belong to a place. So, that's what I was thinking this trending topic was about, is belonging in a group. And so I was thinking of using that as a launching off point for community, something that a lot of people feel the need for, and yet they're kind of stuck in the, well, I guess I got the people I go to work with and my family. But who, where else do I belong? You know, that kind of idea. So we kind of want to avoid that and go for something else. So let's... trending topic, Mandela. So Mandela, again, in the news, on Twitter. So this is another great example of how you could hop on it and just really... really use that and really use news, really use what's going on, not making tenuous topics, not just barely being connected, but really, really taking the time to care about what's being said, to listen to what's being said, and see how our faith informs that. I think that that way you'll really reach out to a new audience, really stretch some people, because there's a lot of preconceived notions that Christianity is only about not making God mad, which we all know it's about grace. It's about the fact that God wanted to forgive us, but was so pure and holy that the only way he could was if someone took the blame for everything that we'd done, and he decided to do it himself in his son Jesus Christ, right? So that's the good news. That's why it's called good news. So how can we, as the church, embrace the good news and counteract some of the bad news? So I guess there's a way that I would want to hijack something. I think I would want to hijack everything that Westboro Baptist Church does and use that to talk about God's love and forgiveness. I think I would. I think I would absolutely want to hijack everything that they do. So there might be exceptions, but I think I would love... every time people heard Westboro Baptist is going to protest, I think I would love them to also think, and I assume that the local churches are going to show how much that God really does love people. I think that would really, really be great. So, those are just some of the ideas that I have, some ways to reach out to others, some ways to really... perhaps stretch and flex people into new ways of thinking, where they start thinking, huh, maybe I ought to give the church a second shot. Maybe I ought to rethink this whole thing, what I think about Christianity. I think that that will give us more opportunity than a lot of the things that we've done as we're trying to change eternity. Until next time, this is Paul Allen Clifford. And by the way, I do want to say real quick, if you're shopping on Amazon this Christmas season, go to trinitydigitalmedia.com/Amazon before you do. That'll take you directly to Amazon. It won't cost you any more, but just getting there through that link, trinitydigitalmedia.com/Amazon, means that Amazon will pay a small percentage, like I think it's currently 4% of what you pay, to me as an advertising fee. So that helps this show keep going. Similarly, if you're curious about how I do streaming, my streaming provider is streamingchurch.tv. If you visit them online at trinitydigitalmedia.com/church streaming, I said streaming church, but it should be church streaming, you can get a 1 month free trial of their streaming. Now, in addition to streaming, that also provides video podcast bandwidth. It also provides a Roku channel, which mine is, I just have to send off the graphic, and I think that it'll launch here in this upcoming week. So it's really, really some great stuff. And by the way, you can stream directly to iPhones, Android phones, iPads, everything. So it does some really great stuff, provides the countdown that you see on trinitydigitalmedia.com and churchtechcast.com. So go ahead and head over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/churchstreaming and take a look. It's a 1 month free trial, so what do you have to lose? And if you've been thinking about getting into streaming and thought, no, that's probably tens of thousands of dollars a month, as it turns out, for the vast majority of churches, it would be only $99 a month. So that's, when you break it down, that's like $3 a day, $3.30 a day. And that is not bad for everything that you get. So head on over and make sure as you're talking to them, they have phenomenal customer support. So as you're talking to them, just mention that you heard it from me. I think they know who I am because I'm an affiliate, and I can't say enough good about all the services they provide. Every time I've had an idea, they've said, oh, yeah, we're working on that, or, ooh, well, that's not too hard. Let me put that in. And it's just been incredible. So that's who I recommend if you're interested in streaming. So let me grab my schedule for the week. On Creating Church Tomorrow, offensive? Yep. You'll have to wait and see what that's about. I'm part of a church tech hangout at 8 p.m. tomorrow night, Eastern. That's, what, 4 p.m. Pacific? On Wednesday, we're going to talk about scheduling to succeed on Eternity Changers. And Thursday on Technobabble is my Christmas wish list. Basically, my idea is things that if you're looking to buy something for someone like me who's mid-range on church technology, what are some ideas? And I'll have some of those for you on that show. And of course, Friday is your questions. Let's check the chat. Let's see here. Justin is in Indianapolis. Could tweet about cookies and snacks for students since it's finals week is a local trending topic. That's a great idea, especially if you're a college church, which is what he was saying. So that is a great idea, Justin. And I think there are plenty of great ideas you can have as you're going out and changing eternity. Till next time, I'm Paul Allen Clifford with TrinityDigitalMedia.com.